Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
But those two different conversations, not the DeMar DeRozan question, but if they didn't do the trade, I don't think they're still a championship contender. But when I talk about having to do something, if Phoenix was like, hey, give us all our picks back, I'm not looking at Houston like, man, I have to make this trade, so here's all your picks.
Sure.
No, I don't have to do that.
No, I agree.
Worst case scenario, I'll figure something out later, and I don't want to say waste a year in this timeline, but I'd rather go back to the drawing board. I don't have to give you everything,
and
that's which they didn't.
And that's where I'm Houston, where it's like, look, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. We can work together on this, but you know, as we were talking about car dealers a second ago, as great as this car is, it's a depreciated asset. As great as Kevin Durant is, it's a depreciated asset. You're not getting back what you gave up to get him.
I agree.
So let's work together and get this done. It feels like Houston might have said that, and Phoenix just went, okay, forget it. Just never mind. What do you want? And the deal got done.
At some point, Phoenix, shout out TC, had to be real with themselves.
And they probably had to, because they knew they weren't getting anything from San Antonio. There was no point in having a conversation with Miami. You had to decide whether what the risk reward thing was with Minnesota. And there could be a lot of different things at play when it comes to that alleged Minnesota deal or Houston, which, I mean, I'm sure all of us, if not all of us, a lot of us, which is amazing, saw Kevin Durant's reaction video from Fanatics. Yeah. Now, to bring, I'm more than certain Kevin Durant knew he was being traded. Mm-hmm. I'm more than certain Kevin Durant knew he was being traded to Houston and probably knew that it was happening that day. But to find out it's official in the middle of an interview is pretty spectacular.
That was crazy. That was wild.
And shout out, I don't know who was talking to him.
So Taylor Rooks.
Oh, was it Taylor?
Yeah.
Shout out to Taylor, who kind of brushed off the first guy because she kind of looked over and like she glanced at KD, and KD tried to get back to like the question. Yeah. And then someone else shouted, you're traded to the Rockets. And Taylor is trying so hard to keep this interview on track before she realizes, I can't.
Yeah.
This happened. And KD has this like half-ass like grin on his face, which I think was the confirmation, the nonverbal confirmation she needed. Oh, this is real.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a report out there. You've been traded to the Houston Rockets.
He was like, yeah,
on Taylor Rooks in that situation, by the way, credit to her. The pressure on her in that situation is sky high because she's flying blind. Mm. She doesn't have her phone in front of her. I don't know if she had an earpiece or not. I'm guessing she didn't. She had nothing.
She had
except the guy in the crowd who's yelling the details of the trade out while Kevin Durant is sitting on stage next to her.
She had a tough job, and she executed it.
She did
flawlessly.
She did.
Yeah,
she did.
Shout out
and Kevin Durant told the truth after it was over. So shout out to KD for being the first athlete in history to not lie to Taylor Rooks.
The very first.
There's documented evidence to show he is the first one ever.
But, Phoenix, people are going to say Phoenix got fleeced because they didn't get their picks back. Like, you weren't going to get your picks back. Like, I look at this differently. Like, you're not getting fleeced because you're not passing up something that's even realistic.
Yeah.
Like, you're not passing up the opportunity to get your picks back. You weren't getting that. You were able to get 10 back, and I thought that was a good deal. And depending on how you're able to reroute one of, if not both of, Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green.
Yeah.
Then we'll see, you know, how it plays out for you and how well
that rerouting is super important to this trade.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or if it's somebody else, like if I don't know why you would keep Jalen Green and Devin Booker, but if you're able to now because you have them, you can move Brad or I don't
know. Well, there's a lot of
on the roster, but
stuff out there about Brad too that he and this is a pretty silly thing to allow to leak out. He's either going to be traded or bought out. So if I'm Brad and I don't love the trade destination, I don't agree to it. And I know that you want me off of this team so badly, you're going to buy me out? Terrific. Ho, you're paying me every penny my contract states. If I'm Brad, I'm giving up nothing. I don't care what Charlotte, Washington, Sacramento, LA, I don't care what they're willing to sign me for. That's going on top of what you're buying me out for, which, by the way, is going to be the total amount. You talk about having no leverage. You have made it as the Phoenix Suns so public that you don't want me here. I'm getting everything I want, whether it's the trade destination or the money my contract demands. I'm getting everything.
Yeah, and I'm trying to...
Matt Ishbia needs to tighten his crew up. They need to stop talking.
He's the one talking half the time. Not to public, but...
Good point. Matt Ishbia, shut up. Stop talking.
He's the one came out, said all this stuff at his exit interview. Why did he have an exit interview? But that's for another day.
Well, where was Vivek's exit interview?
Never gonna see that again.
Vivek's exit interview at?
I was trying to.
Did Steve Ballmer have one?
No.
Is he the only owner that had an exit interview?
Ishbia one of the only ones. There might have been one other one, but Ishbia one of the only ones to have an exit interview. I guess because they didn't.
I wonder if Clay Bennett's gonna have an exit interview tomorrow. What is going on?
Owners should just stay out the spotlight and cut checks, man. I feel like once you're just out there and
unless you're the general manager who goes to Morton's, then you
That's different, of course, but like, it's just always a mess, I feel like.
Well, I mean, I'm a winner. You know, I've gotten to the playoffs. I've won Super Bowls here.
When was that
Dallas.
Last Super Bowl you won, Jerry?
It was a long time ago. I can't deny that.
I think I was 15, Jerry.
I can't deny it was a long time ago. It wasn't when I went to Morton's, though. I was there last night and Chiron saw me.
That's good. That's great that you went out and had a really expensive bad steak. That's terrific.
Oh, the shade again.
It's terrific.
Tell you the Cajun ribeye. So this with Phoenix, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is pointing to just, like, this is the time to just not even do anything, right? But.
What do you mean?
Like, not try, you know, tank all this other stuff. I don't think they have enough picks. I'm trying to read this summary. And I think it's a pick swap with Washington. Next year.
Okay.
A shout out to my people over at Real GM. They do a great job, but it's tough reading.
I guess that's the Brad deal?
Yeah. I think it's a pick swap. It feels like it might be top 8 protected.
Okay.
I don't know. Or maybe it's just a unprotected pick swap. I don't know. But this flies in the face of, like, yeah, just kind of be bad. Like, they can't really afford to be bad. They got to try and put a competitive team out there or get more assets.
What year did you say this was?
2026.
Washington has the right to swap its 2026 first-round pick protected for selections 9 through 30 for Phoenix's 2026 pick. Oh, this is messy.
This is multi-layered.
So Washington, this is why it's so confusing. They have the right to swap with Phoenix, but Orlando is involved too.
Oh my gosh.
And they have the right to swap the less favorable of the Phoenix or Washington pick if the Washington pick is conveyed. Now Memphis is involved. This is a circus.
That is crazy.
How is this even possible? There are pick swap rights with Washington, Phoenix, Orlando, and Memphis all on the same pick.
So securing the bag is pretty good at this stuff. He says Phoenix Suns will, I'll just say, most likely go to Memphis. He says because Memphis has the second worst from Washington and Phoenix.
Memphis then has the right to swap its 2026 first round pick for the least favorable of the Phoenix pick, the Washington pick if conveyable, and the Orlando pick. And Charlotte will receive the least favorable of these? How does a trade like this even get executed?
How did they allow this trade?
Then the commitment to Washington. Ridiculous. If I read all of these sentences as constructed in order, I don't know that any of this would make sense. And the write-up on the 2026 pick is half the length of the write-up on the 2028 pick.
Yeah, no, are you on Real GM?
No.
Look, I'm going to just show you guys. Sorry, chat. Look at that.
Jesus Christ.
Top one is 2026. Look at 2028.
2028 reads, all right, buckle up. This might take the rest of it. Okay, everybody, tell me if you understand this. This is the Phoenix Suns 2028 situation.
I would have scrolled past.
If Philadelphia's 2028 first-round pick, which would be protected for selections 1 through 8 and otherwise conveyable to Brooklyn, if Philadelphia does not convey. I'm going to stop right there. Mind you, we're talking about Phoenix. We haven't said them once. And otherwise conveyable to Brooklyn, if Philly does not convey a first-round pick to Brooklyn in 2027, and if Philadelphia has conveyed a first-round pick to Oklahoma City by 2026, is conveyed to Brooklyn, and is the third most favorable of Philadelphia, Brooklyn's 2028 first-round pick, Phoenix's 2028 first-round pick, and New York's 2028 first-round pick. And New York is the second. Forget it, dude.
No, This is too much.
These words together do not make sense. If you asked what pick the Phoenix Suns have in 2028, I have no idea. I can tell you listed in this write-up is Philadelphia, Brooklyn, New York, Oklahoma City.
Did you say Washington?
Washington.
That's crazy.
Oh, they're Milwaukee and Portland. There are seven different teams that will influence where the Phoenix Suns pick in 2028. I guess if they pick at all. They do pick, but there are multiples. Oh, man.
That is a lot.
Man.
And that's after 2026, where it depends on Phoenix, Washington, Brooklyn. Phoenix, Washington, Memphis, Orlando, and Charlotte. Well, 2027 is simple.
This goes on to 2030.
Yes, they don't have no picks. They have no picks for
they have control
six,
over
seven
nothing.
Years.
Oh, this is okay.
2027 is a lot more simpler too. It's going straight to Houston.
Can I just
via Brooklyn?
I know y'all think Vivek Ranadive is bad. I challenge anyone to go look up Phoenix's draft assets.
This is ridiculous.
Now both can be true, but this is rough.
This is ridiculous.
Whatever these reroutings or trades involving the guys that they got from Houston, man, you better hit.
So, but,
boy, you better hit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But here's the, and you're 100% right. Here's the deal. There is no tanking for them. This is why.
No.
Ishbia is like, that's what I'm just going to keep spending.
You have to be good.
Yeah, I'm just
going to keep. You better
hit. I'm going to keep trying. That's what Ishbia is saying. I'm going to keep trying this.
This is embarrassing. That 2028 up write-up is embarrassing.
and there's so much going on. I'm not even sure where all these deals came from.
I can't imagine.
They can't all be Washington, like the Bradley Beal trade.
Maybe it could be Brooklyn, it could be New York, it could be Philadelphia, it could be Portland, or it could be Milwaukee.
That is...
Who knows?
I've never seen anything like this.
We'll come back. We'll never figure this out. Like, we will never, ever figure this out. We'll talk more about the KD trade. And how does all of this affect DeMar DeRozan? Because we had some opinions on what might happen with DeMar DeRozan after the Kevin Durant sweepstakes was over. Well, it's over. What's that mean for DeMar? It's next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
That's fire, bro. That's fire.
What's that?
What?
The complete inning shutout is fire, bro.
From who? From who?
From Shohei Ohtani. He's created a new lane. The
yeah, like you being
shutout.
All sarcastic, just real quick, how many complete inning shutouts has Aaron Judge had in the last 10 years?
He doesn't fancy himself as being a pitcher.
Shohei just came back from injury. He just barely came back. He's already shunned out for an inning. Just wait till he's pitching full games.
Fantastic.
You need to show a little bit more respect for the greatness that's going on.
Can't wait for him to go two innings. That's going to break the internet.
This is sad. This is sad. We got greatness right in front of us, and he hates it. Also, like, there needs to be more Barry Bonds stuff at Oracle Park.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that, no. Hey,
we'll talk about that later, though.
We talk about it later. You know what I'm saying? Shut up, man. You know what I mean? Future's here, baby. You know what I mean?
Felt personal, but whatever.
You know, when all else fails with Shohei, what you could do, just say Kenny's racist.
Oh, no.
Just when all else fails and you can't come. Just, you know what, Kenny's just racist. Just why are you like this, Kenny? Why are you like this? Why do you hate Shohei so much? We know why, Kenny.
No, I know why. I like Shohei. I do like Shohei.
Oh, you hate Shohei. You hate Kevin. I'm starting to put this all together, Kenny.
I don't hate Kevin.
I know. You don't hate either one of them.
And it's just weird to me. It just really is weird. Like this.
But I got you.
That's all.
Is it fair to say he's an unconventional pitcher?
Yeah, and to be fair to him, he doesn't get the opportunity to do a rehab start like most
because he has to be the bat.
Yeah, just even in a rehab start, I don't think they're throwing one inning though. Like this is supposed like if it's like oh we're not gonna bring him to the majors yet, we're gonna let him do the rehab start. They do like 3 or 4 innings. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Probably in 2 weeks, he'll pitch another inning.
Man, you are a hater, dude.
That's the timeline.
Am I wrong? Hater.
What, think he's going to pitch two innings the next time?
Russ got a great point. Kenny hates Domas, too, so.
I don't hate Domas.
Man.
Shameful.
Wow.
I don't hate Domas at all.
I learned today he's a big fan of Morgan Wallen, too. It's crazy. Like, I don't know what's...
Hey.
It's a shoot.
No, it's a shoot.
I
wouldn't bring up Morgan Wallen on my stage.
That's cap.
We're not bringing Morgan Wallen on D'Lo and KC.
I'm not bringing him up. All I said was people cannot stop talking about Drake. As much as they hate Drake, it's all they do is talk about Drake.
Well, yeah, he's famous. If you're one of the top stars of all time, like, yeah, people are going to talk about you.
He's a bitch, according to most people. He ain't no star.
Well, bitches can be stars, too.
He ain't no star.
Can you tell me?
Yes, actually.
Thank you.
He ain't no star.
Bitches can be stars, too.
Oh, man.
That's all they do is talk about Drake. That's all.
I ain't heard nobody
talk about Drake.
Bruh,
stop. Don't do that.
Everybody talking about Love Island. That's all anybody talk about is Love Island.
Bro, Love Island's hit my timeline as well on Twitter.
Well, Love Island is bananas.
It definitely hit my timeline last Friday.
Shout out Meg. Watch that episode twice. Oh, man.
Treated that like a Kings game. I need to see what I missed.
I was told as we sat down to watch that, okay, listen, there's ass all over this episode, like everywhere. What? There's ass all over this TV show. Then that episode started, and I was like, well, I get it. Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Your boy, I'm not going to say because I work with a bunch of children, but your boy did. I got it.
Got what?
Oh,
I mean, I'm
sexy. Oh,
yeah, bro. Hey, bro.
Really?
Hey. I'll say you got a super box?
No, I don't. What you talking about?
Hey, really?
What the hell? What the hell?
How is it?
It's official, bro. It's official. First of all, strike that from the record, Jay.
That's why I asked. Like, dude, you don't.
I thought I was. Okay, where's mine?
Because remember, it's there. It's there.
At your house?
No. You got to, I'll put you in contact. I'll put you in contact. Yeah. But man.
I thought we were just being quiet because we want flags to be thrown. My fault.
Well, no. I found out.
I was like, throw the flag.
No, remember? I remember I found out like, oh, maybe this isn't exactly.
No, there's enough.
I don't know. I'm going to just play it safe.
Dana White, we're just kidding, bro. Relax.
Hey,
so it's legit, like,
okay,
this mythical thing that we're talking about here, like the pictures, like it's all good.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how it happened.
Oh man. okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I can't wait for football season and a new basketball season.
As soon as you plug this into, is this ready to go? Mm-hmm. This isn't like a PS5 where I got to wait six hours for all these apps to be ready.
No. You real quick. Oh, this what you need to do? Okay, boom. Click that. Just click that. Boom. You're set. You're good to go.
Polo says, we talking TV streaming, right? We are not talking about anything, Polo.
What you're talking about,
yeah,
Polo.
We are not talking about anything.
All I know is I can see, I can follow the MLS if I want to. Just follow, yeah, boom. All of them right there. Oh, okay. Tapped into the league now.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, no, I got numbers and everything, bro. We got numbers and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to make this move. You need to make this move.
Well,
YouTube TV kind of fell off. Not fell off, but like this.
YouTube TV is still struggling with the most basic effing.
Well, it's like
function.
We did the whole, oh, the multi-view, they fixed it. It's like, no,
actually,
they didn't.
It's
just multi-view labeled now.
How have they not figured that out yet? I'm actually
I don't know. What was it called? Fubo?
Fubo?
No, not Fubo.
Fubo.
Yeah. They got it. How they got it figured out?
Nah, I'm getting pissed off, bro.
They've had it figured out.
Now I like YouTube TV. They do a good job, but this is.
You should know that. Yeah, like get this figured out. I don't want to watch CNN and ESPN. That's not the multi-view that I want. I'm sorry. Like that's stupid.
Right. I don't even think you can watch that. I think you can watch CNN and MSNBC.
I don't want to watch MSNBC, ESPN. In diners, drive, dine-ins, and drives. I don't need that multi-view. Oh, and SVU is there too. Why would I need that? Why would I need the SVU joint when I can't even hear it?
Well, when you have CNN on and you're anticipating World War III, you can just you can just go to SVU for lighter topics like assault. It's just easier to digest stuff over there, like. Like the horrible crimes that take place on that show.
And then maybe you had Game 7 playing. And...
Yeah, Game 7.
Oh, man. Yeah, come on, man. Like I said, they kind of pissing me off, bro. Because this is simple. It's an easy fix.
We're in a weird spot with TV now. There's no honor in the game. You got Fubo, you got YouTube, you got Redacted Box.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Like, we've hit the level of, like, bitch, I'm a consumer. I need to save money because everything is expensive. Mm-hmm. Literally everything is expensive.
So I'm going to do what I have to do.
Well, mm-hmm. I was at someone's house this week. And it's like, oh, yeah, we just got apps on the TV. It's like, well, I don't want to mess up your algorithms. What am I supposed to watch here?
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I just want to watch some ESPN or something, bro.
I don't know.
Like I said, now you just got to do what you got to do.
Algorithm. YouTube algorithm is hilarious because if you... Like, knock on. I've been able to allow my mom to use the YouTube account. My mom lives relatively close. Maybe I don't know, but I always know. Like you think I come home and you see like King's Game, games, you know, whatever, just sports in the office. Mm. Nah, because my mom's at the house, so she's watching like National Geographic. She's watching like Shark Week. She's watching all of these very bizarre like nature shows. So when I open up YouTube TV, it's just a series of bizarre nature shows that my mom is watching.
That I chuckle because, number one, that's funny. Number two, it reminded me last night I was with the family and I watched Nat Geo, right, on Octopus. I was already kind of familiar with their game. Some people say they're aliens, and I wouldn't. It's not the craziest take in the world. Just when you have an opportunity, do a deep dive on octopus. The things that they can do, the things they do in the ocean.
Google carefully.
Yeah, well,
Don't misspell anything.
Is insane. It's literally not real.
Well, now I'm kind of intrigued. What can they do?
They change. Well, obviously, I don't know the right terminology for it, but they don't shapeshift, but they basically camouflage themselves, change their color to match whatever they're trying to do. They have this one fish that attacks them, right? The fish attacks the octopus. The octopus, to defend itself, is able to turn... they don't turn exactly into this. That would be really freaky. But they turn into the color of the snake that the fish is afraid of.
Mm-hmm. And the snake I learned that at the aquarium.
I know, you're like, yep, that's yeah, it.
I learned that at the Monterey Aquarium.
The snake that the fish is afraid of is like, it's striped. It's not even a solid color. But it just turns into this. They're able to, like, change their skin. Their skin, like... It's a bunch of crazy stuff.
Shout out to the octopus. I like mine with hot sauce on it.
Foul.
What?
That's foul.
Never had one.
You never had octopus? It's fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fire.
Hey, yeah. See?
Nah, calamari goes. It goes hard.
Oh, I have had calamari. It was cool.
Well, you go to cool. You. I've had like an actual like octopus, whatever.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But I have had calamari.
Calamari is an octopus, right?
Yeah, but well, it is.
Well, I was thinking not fried. Like,
oh, Chef Q has those. Katie gets. They have like an octopus salad.
Mm.
It's
Hey, you throw the right hot sauce on there.
It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also, it's an octopus. Like you, like oh. Okay. All right. Here it is.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one day. I don't know.
Maybe one day what?
I'll have like the octopus in the form of
Do that.
How Jesse has it.
Chef's too prepared. You'll be just fine.
They're saying it's squid in the chat. Like, whatever, man. Octopus.
What's squid?
Just what we're talking about, what we're eating, I guess. Like, you know, like, whatever. Like, you know what we mean.
Okay. Well, why is it called an octopus salad then?
I don't know. It's the chatty house being the chatty house. Mm.
Yeah, they're so damn smart. They know every damn thing.
Well, they are.
They are.
Calamari is squid. Oh, I didn't know calamari was squid.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I thought it was octopus. I learned something new today. It's all about learning.
Right. Plans for 15 years, man. What do you want from
me? It's not about shaming. It's about learning. I learned something.
Oh, we need to hit a good seafood spot then this summer. We'll get Casey the octopus and all that stuff.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't think I'll pay for that. Somebody wants to make it for
you. Yeah, we'll get it sponsored. No worries. We'll talk to sales.
Oh, no, that's easy.
We'll get it sponsored. Yeah, You're adorable.
Yeah.
You're a little Jesse being funny.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll get it sponsored.
Easy.
Hey, shout out to our guy Bill, man. I spent much of the day with Bill yesterday. He wanted to go on a tour of South Sacramento.
Nice.
Like, there's no real reason for anybody that works here to go to South Sacramento or know much about it. I was like, I know about it, man. Come on, let's go. We just drove through about 3 hours.
That's good stuff. Yeah. I spent some time with Bill on Wednesday night. Man, he's a good dude.
He is, man.
Yeah, we got some good people here.
Yeah. You got a new person here, too. I haven't met him.
Who do?
The promotions, yeah. They got a new leader.
Yeah.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
First day, I believe.
All right. How long do you think it's going to be before he starts disrespecting us? Do you think it's in the, like, new employee manual to, like, hey.
Yeah, it's part of the
We've usually had a good alliance with promotions, though, I feel.
That's true. I mean, we got Joe. We got Leezy. Like, we brought Leezy into the game.
Hey, Jackie's always down
for the cause. Jackie's our people. Yep. Okay.
That's the thing. Everybody here gets along. Like, it's not beef. It's just.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We just got to be a little better.
Just some people just, hey, move, little fella, and step over, deal, Casey. Hey, move. Or. Yeah, you know, often repeat. Hey, beat it, kid. Beat it, kid. Zabo says, "Shout out Vanessa." Yep, right out the door. Shout out Vanessa.
Yeah, yeah. Superstar Vanessa.
Yeah, low key rookie
songs
of the year.
And all this other stuff.
Yeah,
featured in films.
Vanessa, go. Man. Vanessa, I think friends with Timberland.
That's.
I got to get true. A. Yeah, it is. I got to get a video. We got, like, a few weeks ago, I posted Morgan hitting the OK Lake Show button, the four-year-old in the house. And I didn't realize until recently, because I went up there to record some stuff last week when she was home. And she comes upstairs, and she wants to press those buttons that we used to use when we were at home.
Yeah.
And I thought she just liked pressing the buttons. That's not it.
Uh-huh.
She's looking for this. This is the button that she's looking for because apparently when they're home together, they put it on and she goes, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC.
That's so adorable.
Oh, she was doing it yesterday just like on our way home from church. I was like, okay, I have to get this on video, but I also don't want to be the guy. Okay, do it again and then record it. Like, I have to get it when she's into the song.
That's what kids are for. That's what kids are for. It's all good.
Well, it's good to know that, because I thought she was just here to. She goes from like angel to demon, like quick. Like we went and I spoke at my man Io. I spoke at his church yesterday. And I was sitting next to her, and I had my arm up like on the chair, and she like snuggles like next to me. It's like, oh, baby. And then like 10 seconds later, she moves to the other side of the chair and goes, I don't want to sit with you.
What?
I want to sit with mommy.
Hey, come on.
And I'm like, what happened? It's like, okay. So I kind of
come on.
I'm like, hey, we need to trade seats, because I'm afraid we might lose this one. And we got at least 10 minutes of this service left. So let's change seats. So we change seats, man. And now she's over there. And 5 minutes later, she gets up and comes and sits with me. And it's like, I don't know how to navigate this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I got your 2-year-old who wants to murder me every time she sees me.
Not necessarily. It's not you. It's not personal.
Feels personal.
You just don't mess around with anything.
No, it feels personal. Your daughter has beef with me.
Well, no, she just don't mess around with anything or anybody. She's business. She is like about her business. Just like her mom. She is about her business all the time. I'm like, why are you so serious? You're 2 years old. What do you have to do that you're so focused on right now?
She wants to fight me. I know when someone wants to fight, and Ryan has the look of, go ahead, when daddy turns his back, I'm going to beat your ass. Go ahead, let daddy put me down. Go ahead. Will's right. At least Will and Hannah's little Kennedy likes me.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy. Kennedy got love.
I got one little one.
Kennedy got love. I remembered another unbelievable fact about an octopus, and then I want to get the particulars of this son's wizard trick.
Bro, I'd rather talk about octopus facts than try to figure out this stupid Phoenix Sun situation.
When I say that, like, they camouflage themselves and like become the same color as a rock or a plant or something like that to hide, they're colorblind. It's crazy. So if they were in here, this is in the ocean, obviously, but if they wanted to be like, oh no, here comes somebody, let me be the same color as D-Lo's shirt, they don't even know what color it is.
So it's just all mind, I guess?
I mean, they're obviously like super, their senses are crazy, but I don't even know how that works. How are your senses so crazy that you know a color that you can't even see?
Octopuses are low-key like a superhero.
Aliens. No, they call them aliens.
Yeah.
They really do call them aliens. And after watching that show last night, I ain't going to say they're aliens, but if somebody said they were, I wouldn't be surprised. That's crazy. How you going to turn a color that you can't even see?
I don't know. This still makes more sense than any of the Phoenix Suns provisions.
Oh, man. So before the break, we were talking about all the draft compensation. And I was like, man, did all this... like stuff, did it come from the Bradley Beal trade, or was it something else? Was it the KD trade or something? I don't know, because I really don't know what the hell's going on with their draft for the next couple years. But I do know the deal. It was a 3-team deal. The Suns traded Bradley Beal. The Wizards got Bradley Beal. The Wizards traded Bradley Beal to the Suns. They received from the Suns, the Wizards did, 2024 first-round pick swap, 2024 second-round pick, 2025 second-round pick, 26 first-round pick swap, 26 second-round pick, 27 second-round pick, 28 pick swap first-round, 28 second-round pick, 30 first-round pick swap, 30 second-round pick. They received 9 pick, not swaps, but like they've got control over it. 9.
Just listening to that made my head hurt.
9 of them things. And for good measure, the Suns gave the Pacers a future second round pick.
Oh, how nice. Very good.
That's crazy. I like Bradley Beal. I still like him a lot better.
That's also a lot. That's why, that trade did not make sense. It didn't. It wasn't needed. Mm-hmm. But this is owners getting greedy. This is new owners getting greedy. More stars, more stars, more stars. That was a deal you did not need to make. But I'm sorry. You thought Phoenix was going to get half of that back for trading Kevin Durant? Depreciated asset. Shout out to KD. But if he goes for 5 first round picks 4 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever it was, you think he's going to go for that again? No, he's not. It's been one miss after another with Phoenix. This is their best opportunity to clean it up because of what we just laid out. Yeah. With all their, but the deal with Houston itself is not enough.
Nah, them just,
they're going to have to use those guys for a lot more.
Them actually getting the number 10 pick like might even be like a success. Like, all right, at least
we got
a number 10 pick. I won't defend the trade necessarily, but the Wizards Bradley Beal trade, but here's a way to rationalize it. Number one, we're not trading them outright picks. We're pick swapping a lot of those first rounders. So we're not out of the draft. You know what I mean? Like we got picks in the first round still. And then if I wanted to be mean or a cynic, I could say, all right, Washington, swap with us. Yeah. We'll have the fifth pick instead of the third.
Mm-hmm.
It's Washington. It's not the Warriors or the Knicks that we're swapping with. Like, we'll be okay. We'll still be picking relatively high. That could be the rationale. But then what I don't understand is you got all these 9 other teams involved. Did they not read the fine print of these pick swaps? The Phoenix?
Well, that's what I can't figure out is how did Memphis, Portland, Milwaukee and Philadelphia all get involved in this.
No idea. That is crazy. And that's just one year.
That is one single 2028 first round situation.
Mm. Yeah.
It is headache inducing trying to figure out what happens with them.
Bad job, James Jones.
And now that I don't think James Jones is in charge anymore.
Well, he made those. Draft,
oh, though. the Brad Beal trains, one. Yeah. He probably knew my time is numbered. My days are numbered.
How did Houston get those Phoenix picks? What was that?
How did Houston get the Phoenix picks?
Because Houston has control of a few Phoenix Suns.
Well, they got them through James Harden, maybe? Because Phoenix.
But James went to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well,
let's see what AI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I says, not Allen Iverson, but artificial intelligence.
Well, because Mikal went from Suns to the Nets, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, I'm wondering if maybe the picks somehow got flipped there and the Nets ended up with some or something
maybe
like that.
So.
And
maybe
then
so.
That's kind of how they ended up with Houston after Houston traded hard into the Nets.
Yeah, that's probably something. Damn, that's crazy. And now they just own you. We didn't even deal with you. We didn't even do nothing with you. Give us our picks back. Damn. Well,
I'm trying to figure out exactly what deal it was what the provisions for it were.
The Brooklyn situation sounds, yeah, like.
Did I keep that like tab open? I did. Here it is. Go ahead.
Mikal, Phoenix, when they traded Mikal to Brooklyn, got. I don't know.
Well, KD was on.
You got KD, and then they sent Mikal and picks, though.
But Mikal
Cammon.
Oh, yeah, Mikal went from Phoenix to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn got those picks. But no, how did Houston get them?
Because they...
How did Houston get the Phoenix? Kevin Durant for Mikal Bridges was after James Harden in Houston.
I don't know. They just have them, Kenny, okay? They have them. I don't know how they have them. They're there. That's all I know.
And they're not giving them back, except for that number
the
10
Houston
pick.
Rockets acquired the Phoenix Suns 2025 first-round pick as a result of a trade with the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets had previously acquired the pick from the Suns as part of the package for Kevin Durant. The Rockets then traded with the Nets to get the Suns picks. The initial trade. This is AI, by the way. The Phoenix Suns traded multiple future first-round picks, including their 2025 pick, to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Kevin Durant. The Houston Rockets then traded with the Brooklyn Nets, acquiring the Suns' 25, 27, and 29 first-round picks, along with control of the Dallas Mavericks' 29 first-round pick.
Hey, that's what Scott Perry need to do. Scott Perry, because to
But what did Houston and Brooklyn trade for? Was that the James Harden deal?
But that was before. That's why I don't understand. But
well, maybe they just
it
got,
seems like
Houston no, it had just, to have been. Oh, it was before.
It seems like Houston just jumped in after the Brooklyn and Phoenix deal. It was like, hey, like Brooklyn, give us some of that. that's what Scott Perry needs
exactly
to do.
What it sounds like.
Scott Perry needs to do that. Just find some team. Like, hey, I know you got a couple extra picks, man. We did a deal. Like maybe Houston and Brooklyn still had some deals, you know, from Harden and everything, and they're like, look, we'll forego this 2026 pick if you give us two of those picks you just got from Phoenix. Maybe it's something like that.
Okay. We'll come back. Okay, we'll come back. This mystery is might be unsolvable, but I think we're getting close. Also, DeMar DeRozan, what does this mean for him? Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
That was tough.
What is going on in the chat?
Someone's flaking. Someone's flaking, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. They talking about Michigan. Michigan was supposed to show up on Friday, but he had a softball
what
game.
I heard.
Down the street.
What is he, Psycho Sid?
down the street. And they said he didn't. Well, he didn't show up. They're not saying that. He didn't show up. And now they're saying he's playing victim.
Damn,
Mish. Oh, man. That's tough, Michigan. Everybody else was there.
Oh, man.
Sky River was popping on Friday.
It was popping, man. What? How late you stay at the
Cigar. We left about an hour after you. Okay. We were still trying to get people in.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But, man, did we fail.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out. Shout out to our girl, Carrie. She had gotten us. She was like, you going to go next door? I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, I'm going to go tell them. Like, how many do you think are going? I was like, well, I need a reservation for 8. I don't know how many people will migrate over there. I feel like it's going to be a lot, but could we get a table for 8? She goes, yeah, that's yeah, absolutely. And I'm thinking, all right, it's me, Katie. It's KC. It's Io. Is it girl? Okay. Then I start, okay, we got Katrina. Then I'm running, like, there's a group of people I want to get in. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's go. And we start making our way over there. I get sidetracked. I get over there, and like now everyone is going to the humidor. Mm-hmm. There's at least a group of 20. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be able to get everybody in right away. Mm-hmm. But I'll let it, hey, this is what we're doing. This is where everyone's from. I'm going to try to get in as many people as I can. I go in, I was like, hey, we're like this was the other part. We're like an hour late. Carrie made the reservation for 9. We stayed at 32 Brew Street till like 10. And she's like, no, it's okay. You can come in. Your party's here. Is everyone here? And I glanced in. I saw Katie, and I saw Io, and I saw you. So I was like, okay, yeah, how many spots do I have left? And she was like, well, none. I was like, wait, what do you mean? She was like, no, everyone's checked in.
Yeah.
And I look back in, and I'm like, okay. So I walk in and find out a couple of people who weren't with me were with me.
Oh.
And just.
What, they say your name or something at the door?
They just all walked in together.
Oh.
I'm not going to blame anybody for this. But there's a good chance it was my dearest brother, Io, who just said, no, come on, man. Because I counted how many people were with him. And then I counted how many people I couldn't get in. Yeah. And boy, did that number match perfectly. I thought, okay, it's good. Once people start to filter out, we'll be able to get everybody in.
Yeah.
It did not happen.
Yeah.
So
Friday night kind of tough too. Friday night.
Friday night is tough. But shout out to everyone who, I mean, I tried. I swear I tried. It got to the point where it was just like, I'm just going to leave and let them go in.
Yeah.
That didn't work because there were people making reservations through the app. So even though they were already there, it was like, no. They had standing reservations already. So, hey, me, lesson learned. We will make sure Sky River knows the next time we do this. And I'm very confident after the success of Friday night's event, there will be a next time for an evening with D'Lo and KC. We will let them know, hey, there's a good chance 20 people are going to migrate over to the humidor.
Yeah.
And given the cost of the humidor, it would be beneficial for everybody to get in because we was turning up. Io picked a great cigar for us too, man. We had a great one.
I didn't even smoke a cigar, man. I didn't even smoke a cigar.
I had one, and I knew he had kind of a light palate, so I trusted him to pick it. Mm-hmm. And it was a good one. We had a good one.
Man.
Great night at Sky River Casino.
Always.
Where is this article? I've got too many tabs open. Here we go. As the Houston Rockets, so this was this past June, the Rockets made a trade with the Brooklyn Nets that sent back to the Nets control of their 2025 and 2026 unprotected first round picks. In exchange, the Rockets received a large chunk of Phoenix's future 2025-27 in 2029 and controlled the Dallas Mavericks 2029 first. In essence, the Rockets traded one pick and one swap for two picks and two swaps, all unprotected.
That was actually very, very smart by them. to recognize that potential opening to do that. You know, because like we kind of mentioned and joked about, that Nets Phoenix trade had nothing to do with them.
Right.
But they're like, man, we got some things going on here with Brooklyn.
Let's get in on this, man.
Yeah, that was Raphael Stone, right?
Yes.
That's pretty smart by him, man.
Yep.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, he'd been the GM for a little. I mean, obviously, since Goofy's been in Philadelphia.
Damn.
I'm not a Daryl Morey fan, man.
But that was.
I don't know what Daryl Morey's ever done to warrant still being employed. Like, how has he not been fired?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
That franchise is in shambles right now. The Philadelphia 76ers are a mess.
Well, they're a mess because of one move by his. That's to re-sign Joel Embiid. No need to re-sign him. You had him there under contract.
What about Paul George?
That didn't destroy the franchise. People make bad moves all the time.
You paid massive money for Paul George. Yeah. When L.A. wouldn't give it to him. I like Paul George. I'm just asking.
I would have absolutely taken a chance on Paul George. I would not have signed Joel Embiid to the extension when there was no need to. There was no need to. It's almost like Minnesota with Rudy Gobert. Like, why'd you sign him to an extension? You had him for like 2 years. Now, maybe in that situation, I'll stall them out. I don't know exactly, but maybe it would have brought their cap down.
It did, by $14 million.
So maybe there's that, but I would have just traded. I'd bring the cap all the way down by getting rid of him.
It also made him more tradable, though. Of course, you would have had to have dealt with that $49 million and whatever the actual number might have been with dollar for dollar, wherever they were in terms of cap money. You would have had to have dealt with whatever that dollar figure is.
Did extending Joel Embiid allow Philadelphia to pursue Paul George?
I don't see how it would, because there was no discount. So I don't see how it would, because he didn't sign for less. He signed for a lot freaking more.
He absolutely did. But did Rudy, though? Like, does it?
No, Rudy signed. Rudy went from, I think it was a projected salary of that opt-in year of $49 million. Mm-hmm. I can go back and look, but I know the number went down to 35. Mm-hmm. So I think he was like 35, 35, and maybe 36 or 37 or something in the final year.
Yeah. Daryl Morey, I don't understand you, bro. Simple as that. I don't understand you.
What happens now, and this is where DeMar DeRozan may or may not come into play. What happens now with the teams who didn't land Kevin Durant? Like, Houston, I felt like needed a guy who could get them a basket. Like, I felt like they needed a bucket getter. We asked this question earlier. If Kevin Durant hadn't been the guy, would DeMar have taken them to the level? I don't know if he would have taken them to a championship level. Like, I think we both think Kevin Durant has Houston. But in my opinion, it would have made them better. And in my estimation, I think it might have made them a lot better, which would have, you know, I think it would have had you advancing in the playoffs. You probably would have been flirting, and I think this is basically what you said, flirting with championship contention. That's the type of player that they needed. Kevin Durant is that player at the highest possible level. Right. But DeMar doesn't exactly fit in San Antonio.
Not necessarily.
He doesn't. I mean, Minnesota was a name. I don't know that DeMar really works in Minnesota. He does in Miami. Of course, that's because Miami's just a, I don't know. That's essentially what Miami is. It's just, I don't know. Try it, I guess. I don't know.
This sounds crazy, because I know we got our own issues here. But if I'm DeMar, send me to Miami, I might as well just stay. Like, Miami isn't that much closer to an NBA championship, which seems to be what he's trying to do right now. Isn't that much closer to an NBA championship than the Kings are. Now, you do have the tax implications, the no state tax situation. So
you also have Miami. I don't know that that matters for DeMar, though, who just did a podcast talking about he doesn't go out and doesn't drink. I don't know what the lure of Miami would be for him.
Yeah, you got Miami, but he's in California. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying in that respect. But
well,
he's
closer
California,
to L.A., yeah.
So be back home, so to speak, home state at least.
So we were talking about the mess that the Eastern Conference has essentially become with the loss of Ty, Tatum, Dame. You said, hey, maybe this opens the door for Philadelphia to get themselves together. I wonder if this opens the door for Miami.
You got to add one more piece. In
addition to DeMar?
Well, no. I guess if you're adding DeMar, like, you can be a top six team. But I don't think you really do anything with DeMar, Bam, and Tyler. But to me,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.